He might be some kind of pervert or something, but. Small round window in the back.
Welcome to Podsmack. I am Dan Balboni. I'm here with
Shannon Cooley.
Joe Jones.
And I guess we're here for another exciting episode in which we talk about stuff most people don't care about. Yeah. First off, anyone got any news they want to talk about before we jump into it?
No? I am taking it. This is to see if she listens. I'm taking Erin to Fleming's Steakhouse in West Hartford for her birthday. But, you know, it's supposed to be a surprise, but I know this is to see if she listens to it.
Yeah, I saw your posting on a Facebook. Yep. Be ready for 6:15 and wear something nice. I was going to comment to that. How come you never say that to me? But I said, I'll just keep it down.
Because I would have been like, yeah, because you always have to do a Dan. And then, you
know. It's called do a Joe. Yeah. And I don't know if Shannon knows what we're talking.
She doesn't know.
Well, you informed me of it.
Oh, yeah, I told you what it was.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you don't start calling it do a Shannon, I'll be happy.
Well, it used to be do a Christian.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But he ain't around no more, so. Okay, I mean, I threw out a few interesting topics to you guys. I don't know if you want to, which ones you want to start with. We can go with, you want to go with iconic cars from our childhood, I guess?
Yeah, that works.
I came up with, I was going to do it one of two ways, either kind of go through some of the ones, or I was going to set up a little tournament board, NCAA style. And to eliminate, but when I was putting together the list of cars, I can only come up with, at least as far as I was concerned, 5 real iconic cars for me. So I guess I maybe want to hear what you guys come up with. What's your criteria for the iconic cars?
I mean, it just, you know, the car just has to be pretty cool and pretty memorable since it was, what, back in, it's pre-90, right?
Yeah, well, I want to go to our childhood.
All right. So it has to be something that I wasn't like, I didn't have to go onto like a website and be like, oh, what kind of cars were out there? And, you know, something that was already stuck in my head.
All right.
Something that you saw that car and you knew what show it went with right away.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, my criteria is similar is obviously you know the show, but I also had to want to take a step further is that the car or the vehicle was like the co-star of the show. It was like, you know, probably the reason that you would tune in to watch it. So I want to hear what you guys have. I don't know who wants to start first.
Ladies first.
Well, of course, obvious choice, the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard, 1969 Dodge Charger.
Yep.
Everybody knows the car.
Smack that dog. Miko!
Too far away, I can't get him.
Oh, continue, I'll take care of him.
Everybody knows the car, everybody knows the horn. Love the fact that the doors didn't work, so you had to roll the windows down to get in and out. So, great car. I like the fact that it was brought back recently, too, by Dodge. So, I like the new Dodge Charger.
Yeah, I like the new Charger. Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of, what is that, the Dukes of Hazzard show there itself. I did like the car. If they get rid of the Confederate flag, then it'll be a good car.
What the...
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
As a kid, I loved it because, you know, naive, but...
Yeah. After you grow up, yeah.
No,
the General Lee was probably, though, as a kid, that was the car you had a lot.
Yeah.
And like you said...
There's always jumping.
The doors welded shut because they were supposedly stock car racers and seemed never to be caught. I mean, that was kind of the thing. And then
small town, never got caught by the stupid police officer, sheriff there.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember any of the episodes, but they had the one where they thought it crashed in the river or something. They thought they were dead, so they had the ghost.
Yes.
The ghost generally, and it was glowing.
Yeah.
All right, so what else you got? Because, you know, maybe we'll end up picking out what is the most iconic car.
Right. I also had Kit. From Knight Rider?
Yep.
Those are the top two.
Yes, I had that one.
1982 Pontiac Trans Am. Obviously, it talked to you, so it was awesome.
Yep.
You're a kid, that was the best thing ever. So,
honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. The show, you know, obviously, the car was cool, but for some reason, I was more of a General Lee than a Kit guy. I don't know why. Maybe I just didn't like the fact the way it had that proper tone of talking back to you and correcting you. And then you had the evil Kit, which was Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Kit and Cat.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Wasn't that one silver? Was that the silver? It was silver, wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot all about that one.
So, all right, so we got the General Lee, we got Kit. Those are the top two on my list.
You have the Batmobile, of course. Which I'm just going down all your lists.
This is the 70s Batmobile.
Yeah, it's a 1955 Lincoln Futura.
Yes.
The original from the TV show, yep. The very campy version with Adam West. So.
By the way, you're pretty much going down my list because I have those. That's the third one on my list.
Does anybody have Smokey and the Bandit, the 77 Firebird?
All right, Joe. First off,
I love that car, the T-tops.
All right, Joe, but first off, I said TV, not movies. I try to keep it focused.
All right.
Because we went movies, it'd be all crazy.
Yeah, then you'd
have to throw in the DeLorean.
This is true. This is true.
But,
Now, getting a little later, I did like the cars they use in Miami Vice. There were two different Ferraris that they use there. Yeah. I've always been a Ferrari fan, so I enjoyed those cars, even though I didn't really enjoy the show. I wasn't quite old enough to watch it back then, but my mother really liked it.
Now, I'm just going to have to jump in for a second here, and this is where my definition of iconic. For me, if they showed me six different Ferraris, I couldn't tell you which ones were in Miami Vice and which ones weren't.
Yep.
You know, that's the kind of thing. You know there's a Ferrari.
You know, I think I've seen the picture of Don Johnson lounging across the Ferrari enough that I would know which one he was on. I did like Ferraris, so I can tell you. But I can see your point. I definitely can see your point.
Because I could, I'll leave this one for myself.
No,
say it.
Well, I have a late entry I'll throw up there later. Just popped. The Shannon's description of Don Johnson made me think of, I'll just go now, the Jaguar and the White Snake video, which really wasn't a TV show.
No, very true. Is that the cherry pie?
No, that was the...
Or is that Warrant?
That's Warrant. Yeah.
How would you know that show?
Because I think they were in Enfield like 2 years ago or something.
I was going to give you a hard time.
Were they playing at the mall?
At the town green at 4th of July. Yeah. It's just one step up above the mall.
Tiffany opening.
Free concert. Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, you got your Ferraris. You got any others?
I got the Dragula from the Munsters.
Which one? The Dragula or the Munsters coach?
Now, I enjoyed both of them, but I like the Dragula a lot. I thought that was pretty cool looking.
I would need to see a picture of this.
Well, I got a picture of the Munsters coach because I was setting up a tournament board. Where is it? Over here. But Dragula was more of a gold color, one-person ride.
Yep.
The Munsters coach was actually...
It was the family vehicle.
Oh, so
you
did have it set up. Oh, all right.
That was the family vehicle.
So I was going to set up a little...
Oh, I actually had the van down there.
I was going to set up a little tournament there, so...
Oh, now you got my other ones there. There you go.
Yep. I had the 18 van on. Yeah,
well, that's why... I wasn't sure if we were doing definition of just car.
Yeah.
Or we could break out a little bit. Because I did have the 18 van and the Mystery Machine also. Yes. Those are my last two.
Those were on my list as well. And I would say you would have to count them because as far as... If you had a license, they would still be considered a car and not a truck at that point.
There you go.
So
now, what about cartoons? You know, what about you know?
Well, that's where the Mystery Machine came in.
All right.
That's...
So, what about Speed? I got Speed Racer. The Mach 5.
I've seen. You know, a lot of people like the Speed Racer. I'm just gonna put this down. Problem is, as far as I realized, it was a big show. Yep. I never watched it, so I couldn't count it.
Oh, you never watched it?
I didn't like Speed. At the time, I wasn't. That wasn't one of the anime shows I was really into.
Yep.
And. Plus, the song really annoyed the hell out of me. Which I guess you could say can make it iconic since it has a song.
Yeah.
But one of my sleepers I have, which is on there, is the Coyote. I don't know if you guys remember Hardcastle McCormick.
No.
Yes, that's why it only lasted a few seasons. No, but it was a crazy car, like a... It's like they custom made it just for the show. I don't even know if it was like they sold it in production. And then the other one I had on this just jumping through was Magnum's Ferrari, which wouldn't reach my definition of iconic because if someone showed me six Ferraris, I couldn't point. Especially there are six red Ferraris.
Yeah.
Don't know Magnums from anything, but.
They went through several different cars on that show, too, because he's always crashing.
Well, he had the life.
That's true.
Live in a mansion.
Tom Selleck still has a life. Come on, he's got that mustache.
The stash. Well, which is more iconic, his Ferrari or his mustache?
Oh, his mustache, definitely, because he's on he's on Blue Bloods right now, yeah. And he was going to shave it, oh, and yeah, they put it in his contract that he was not allowed to shave the mustache off.
Wow.
It's in his yep. Blue Bloods contract that he's not allowed to shave.
Shave, you're fired.
Well, let me throw this out to you, just taking a little tangent. More iconic mustache, Tom Selleck or Burt Reynolds?
Interesting.
Now, what about Billy Dee Williams? You shave his mustache, he's completely different, too.
Hey, you haven't gotten to Billy Dee.
I'm still going to have to vote Tom Selleck just because I think he's a better actor.
I don't know. I would have to go see which one, figure out which one's Burt the Reynolds, cheesiest, man. Though. And,
Burt Reynolds definitely the cheesiest. Wasn't he in Boogie Nights? Was that him?
I never saw the movie.
I think he was. He played like a sleazy 70s porn producer with the mustache.
So he was pretty much typecasted.
So he's a porn stash.
So, all right. Any other cars that we're missing, Joe?
No, pretty much. Oh, it's a movie, so we can't use it.
I'll throw one other car out there because I know, again, I have the ones that no one ever sees. You do remember the Green Hornets car? I forgot the name of it.
Oh, yeah. That was the one really good part of that new movie that came out, is that they made a pretty decent version of that car.
But they had, I believe, they had their own TV show, and I think they did an episode of Batman back in the day with the Green Hornet, which is the only reason why I would have watched it. But that car was just sick. And, of course, movie cars. Joe, since you had some movie cars, maybe I'll let Joe say his movie car.
Oh, no.
Because there's one I really like.
All right, go ahead. What is
it? I like the one from the Mercury in Cobra.
Oh, yeah. That car is really nice.
Every time I see one of those cars, I just drool over it. And the missus doesn't get it. I'm like, don't you see? They chop the top down. It's just so badass.
I really liked Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds. The Shelby GT.
Okay.
Is that the white whale? Or is that the one that he normally...
No, that's the one that he could never get.
Yeah, that's his white whale. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Yep. Yeah, that car was really nice.
All right. Now, if we had to start dropping some of our choices off and try to figure out what's the most iconic car of our childhood, I know which way I'm leaning, but I just want to hear some rationales, maybe try to sway one way or the other.
Well, I think, to be honest, I think the number one car is going to be, or do you want me to get rid of, eliminate first?
Start eliminating some.
Well, what did you have there?
My five I had was the General Lee kit, Batmobile, Mystery Machine, and A-Team van.
I think we get rid of the two vans.
Yep, automatically.
Yep.
All right.
Unless they, had, guns and weapons or whatever. Bombs.
What do you think's in the
ATV? Well, they have it in there, but does it shoot out of the headlights or anything?
Well, I will just say this about the ATV van before you guys just completely eliminate it out of contention. That was the only reason why I ever wanted a van was because
of the ATV.
There's no other reason why I would ever want one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know, I wanted a van. My uncle, man, he might be some kind of pervert or something, but he had a van. And the seats, you hit a button, and all of a sudden it's a bed. I'm like, oh, this is awesome, man. He had like curtains in the window.
You have a big mural painted on the side.
No, it was just a blue. It had like a little small round window in the back.
Oh, that's a classic. Classic 70s style. Yeah. There.
It was hooked up.
You remember those vans that had the big murals that people would paint on the
side? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing those. I was like, that would be so cool. All right, so we get down to the General Lee kit and Batmobile.
I think you got to get rid of kit next because, one little thing goes wrong and it doesn't talk, and it's definitely not as cool.
And honestly, I was never a big Trans Am fan anyways, so I didn't understand why that was the choice. You would think if you were going to go with a high-performance car, it would have been, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche.
Yeah. Right.
Mustang. Sorry.
Oh, they're probably sponsored by Pontiac, so that's what happened.
All right, so we're down to the General Lee and Batmobile.
You know, I'm just going to have to go with a Dodge Charger is definitely cooler than a Lincoln Futura. Today, this day, today, you look at the new Dodge Chargers and you go, oh, still awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about current Dodge Chargers, but Joe, would you like to weigh in?
I definitely like the current Dodge Chargers. I would have to agree with Shannon.
Generally.
You don't see too many cops driving around in Lincoln, whatever their Futuras.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I'm not a Batman fan anyway, so yes, I will agree with the General Lee. despite the stars and bars. And
yeah, we paint the top and we'll be good to go.
Plus, if you notice, what's the number painted on the General Lee?
It's a 7, isn't it?
No. Unless they changed it. I thought it was the
001.
Sure.
That's what was on this one, I think.
Yep, you got the picture. Oh, there you go. You got the picture.
But then again, I don't know if this is from the TV show or the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And we won't talk about the movie.
Let's not talk about the movie.
We won't talk about the movie.
Yeah.
You want to play my game I made up?
I do. Your Aquaman game?
Yes.
I had to Google Aquaman and what his abilities were because he's so lame. I can't remember it myself. Horrible.
Well, I'm going based on my memory of the Super Friends Aquaman, which was he was able to swim and talk to fish. That's basically how I'm going to summarize it. And virtually in every media you can think of, Aquaman is considerably consisted probably the worst superhero and had the worst superpowers.
Of the main superheroes, yes.
Yep.
There is Matter Eater Lad, who is probably my worst superhero ever.
Well, actually, if we were going to go that, I would go then with off the Super Friends cartoon, the Wonder Twin, the one that can only turn into water things.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was pretty sucky as well.
What is about water? Everything that does water sucks.
He would turn into a water and they'd have to catch him in the bucket. And I was just like, what's the point? All right.
I would be like, oops, missed the bucket.
So, in this game I came up with, I am going to give you some of the top-notch superpowers, except they're going to have some type of limitation or some type of side effect. And to see if those are powers you would rather have, or would you be Aquaman?
Okay.
All right.
Now, let's start with invisibility. I mean, who wouldn't want to turn invisible?
That would be cool. All
right. Here's the problem. You can only turn invisible when your eyes are closed. Would you want to be able to turn invisible if your eyes are closed only, or be Aquaman?
I think I still want to turn invisible. I have pretty good hearing. I think I can make my way around.
Joe?
I'd have to be Aquaman. Because what's the point if I'm invisible and I
can't see?
Yeah, I can't see.
You? No one can
I would
see
only
you?
Be. Yeah, I was gonna say in case I'm being attacked or something, I'd close my eyes and nobody can see me.
Or the better question is, how do you know you're actually invisible if your eyes are closed? All right. I would probably lean with Shannon because I could figure some way to work that out. All right, this was enough. This one's a kind. I'm going to give you this one next. It's kind of hard for me to conceptualize. Who wouldn't want to fly? However, that you can only fly in the air no more than 50 yards in any one direction. So you would have to land and then take off again. Yeah, you can only fly 50 yards. So if you wanted to go farther, you'd have to. You basically look like you're jumping.
Yeah.
So you could jump really far.
Yeah.
Well, however, this is the stipulation I'm going to throw in there, is as long as you don't go reach that 50 yards, you can fly 30 yards and then come back 30 yards. You can fly back and forth as much as you want.
Oh, all right.
You just can't go more than 50 yards in one direction.
Yeah.
That'd be bad for football.
I would definitely do that. Because what I would do is I would fly 49 yards straight. Then, you know, take a little angle.
But as soon as you cross 50 yards from that point in a radius, that's
all right.
You can't try to go ding, ding, ding like a pinball. Trying to cheat the system.
You're going to try something. I'd still want that, though.
Yeah, I think that'd still be better than Aquaman.
All right, that's better than Aquaman.
Yep.
See, because if you said no, I was going to keep changing the amounts to see how far it would happen. I guess, what if I changed it to 100 feet? No?
That would still do it.
Okay. And you didn't even conceptualize 100 feet. This is a guy thing. See, girls don't know
Joe's
distance.
Joe's like, how far of a dunk would that be?
That's more than full court.
All right, I'm going to give you this one next, would be super strength.
According to DC Comics website, Aquaman has super strength.
Underwater.
No. Says he has super strength.
Screw him. Anyways. I'm going based on the...
Is he coming back in?
He might.
He goes lost.
He goes out all the time? All right.
I got the gate up there.
Oh, but, all right.
We're going based on my remembrance of the Super Friends TV series. You can swim and you can talk to fish. That's it. So super strength, with the limitation of, as soon as you lift something heavier than your body weight, you let off an awful stink of a fart. The heavier the object, the louder and more noxious it smells. So, like, if you're lifting a car, you're probably knocking people out.
Yep.
Am I knocking myself out?
No, you're immune to it.
Okay, then I will definitely take that back to you. I don't care if other people smell me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so, that's, like, something I take pride in.
I guess I thought that would be a little more difficult.
No.
All right. Teleportation.
Okay. I like this ability.
You like this ability. However...
I can't go into a bank?
No. You can go into a bank. However, whenever you teleport, wherever you end up, you can't bring your clothes with you. Or anything. A la Terminator, you're...
Oh, all right.
So,
can you bring things back with you?
No.
Well, that's useless
then. Yeah, that's useless.
If I can't break into a bank, I can't take any of the money with me. Yep. Then that's useless.
You can't go anywhere.
Why would you be stealing money?
Why not? If I could teleport myself, why wouldn't I?
I'd be a super villain.
That's right. I like the villain
thing. So you'd rather have Aquaman than teleporting?
Yeah. Yep. With that restriction.
All right.
This is not the naked part. It's that I can't bring anything back with me.
So if you were allowed to carry stuff, but you just can't take your clothes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I don't care.
Joe?
No. I still need to have clothes.
All right.
End up on some sex offender registry.
What are they going to do? Arrest me? How are they going to arrest me?
Teleport out of jail?
Teleport myself out of there.
Well, how about you can only teleport places you've been to before?
I've been to jail before.
Maybe you put a limitation on the distance you can teleport, how far away.
Anyway, just keep teleporting. Bink, bink, bink.
All right. So, I am looking at, basically, you would still take invisibility. Joe would still take flight. You still take flight?
Yeah.
You would take the teleportation, and both of you would take strength.
Yep.
So, Aquaman still sucks, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Anyone that you can put a dehumidifier in a room with and he's going to die.
Now, can he control the water? Or just the...
No, he can't control it.
So he can't make the wave. He can't make waves or anything like that? No.
He can tell a whale, why don't you do something to make a wave?
No. Nah, that's weak.
Aquaman sucks.
Yeah.
All
right. They're supposed to be making a movie about that. Ugh.
About Aquaman?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe they're going to switch it up. Maybe they're going to give him more power.
Well, he was one of the founding members of the Justice League, and then they're talking about doing the Justice League movie.
So they're going to put him in there.
They should just forget about him. Just be like, he's lame.
They kill him off or something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can pick and choose. I mean, well, I was reading an article. People were surprised at why Marvel chose or Disney chose to do the Guardians of the Galaxy out of all the characters they could have possibly chose for the next movie, because that's such a fringe.
Yeah, but it's cool.
But, you know, as they say, a raccoon with a freaking machine gun is pretty badass.
Yeah.
So.
And a tree-looking thing that talks. That's pretty cool.
So, we're moving along here. I thought we would have a little bit more debate over these superpowers, but maybe I got to make them a little more difficult to choose.
Yeah, you do, man. Because Aquaman's pretty lame, so anything.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's why I was trying to come up with some limitations that you'd be like, man, I don't know. Especially, I thought the stink would get you guys, because, shoot, no one will want to be around you while you're trying to lift a car off of somebody, and then they ain't going to smell for like 2 days.
Hey, I still saved their life.
Would you rather be dead, or you smell like fart? I mean, come on.
Is the premise that Aquaman can't survive out of the water?
He can't survive without water. So he doesn't have to be in the water, but he has to, like, I don't know, mist himself or get water on him.
See, I didn't realize that. I didn't notice that in the cartoon.
He can be on water indefinitely as long as he has access to water.
Mm-hmm.
But
he still sucks.
If you put him in a room with a dehumidifier, he's going to crack all up.
Yeah, if you did something like every time you lifted something heavy, you lost freaking 10 hours off your life or something like that.
Well, no one's going to pick that. Shoot,
I'd there's some. There's.
I'd be like, Joe, why don't you pick that paper up for me?
There was some thing with, this is back in like the early 90s. They asked a few Olympic athletes if they were guaranteed to win a gold medal by taking a certain pill, but they would only live till they were like 40 or something, would they do it? And more than half of them were like, yeah. I was like, you
got this ultra competitive athlete.
I don't know about that. Like I said, that's why I would be doing curling.
Yeah.
No one cares.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Hell, it's like, how about if I give you the pill and I get you those hours of your life to add on?
I'm like, man, you really want to win if you're willing to die.
So another category I threw out to you guys, and like you said before we started, you didn't really come up with too many options, but I'm just curious. Sitcom neighbor that you would not want to live next to.
I came up with two. You said pre-90, so this barely ekes in at 1988 when the show started. It was Steve Urkel from Family Matters.
Did I say pre-1990 on that one?
Yeah, you did.
Crap.
Did you?
I didn't think I thought I just did Cars in the other category. I didn't think
I didn't read it right.
I got it right here.
Okay, but yeah.
But also, there's not too many horrible current neighbors, but... And then my other one was Skippy from Family Ties.
Ooh, I didn't have Skippy.
Oh, that kid was so annoying.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God.
Also, my criteria also, I must say, was that they had to be more annoying than my current neighbor, who I find very, very annoying. So there were some other people that I thought of, but they weren't more annoying than my current neighbor.
Well, speaking of neighbors, I was telling Joe before you came in, I had an episode with my neighbor across the street just Thursday. I was a little late getting the dog out for his morning walk, which was, by late, I mean 6 o'clock in the morning, because normally we go out earlier. And I ran into another dog walker, so as what a 14-month Chihuahua is going to do when he sees a bigger dog is he's going to bark. So I pull him away, we walk down the street a little bit. He doesn't see the dog, he stops, he does his business. We're coming back, and as soon as we cross the middle of the street, you can see the dog, and so he starts barking. So I pull him back over to our driveway. I get down, you know, I scold him, tell him to stop barking, and then the person who's across the street at an angle opens the door and starts yelling at me, saying that, you know, about having my dog bark in front of her bedroom window and this early in the morning and this and that. And I'm like, I was nowhere even near her window, nowhere near her house. And so I was telling a couple people at work about that. And one says, so what are you going to do tomorrow? Go out in front of her bedroom window and have your dog start it? And I don't know. Should I start the war?
The old Dan would have. He would have threw a snowball at her and been like, yo, shut up.
I ain't going to tell you what words came out of my mouth. I try to be respectful, but it usually doesn't happen when I'm upset.
Hey, you're moving soon anyway. Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, actually, once we get done with a couple categories, I have something I really wanted to talk about at the beginning. But
make sure you write it down so you don't forget. Like you did
I'm
last
probably
going
to forget. So you have Skippy and Urkel.
Yep.
Yes. You don't know who Skippy is. You ever watch Family Ties?
Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah, that was. I watched a couple episodes. I wasn't like a regular.
You
want to
break down who Skippy was?
Skippy was the annoying neighbor that had the crush on the sister Mallory, I believe her name was.
And was the older sister?
Black
hair or the brown?
Yeah, the dark brown hair. And he basically, I think he was at their house more than they were at their house. He was always there, and everything that came out of his mouth was just annoying.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, that guy was actually like a stand-up comedian, or afterwards he tried to become a stand-up comedian. It's not funny.
No.
Urkel's a good one. Urkel's also on my list, but I have someone above him. I don't know if I'll let Joe go next.
All right, I looked at your thing and it didn't say three. Nice.
Yes. Because okay. I had to protect myself.
Because I came up with three guys. Two of them are kind of the same. Like, what they do is the same. But my first one, or rank number three, it would be Marcy Darcy from Married with Children. Because she's always like this know-it-all, pretentious, and you can never be right. You know, whatever you do is the wrong way to behave.
She was the chicken.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I just couldn't stand her. Like, every time she came on the show, I was like, oh my god, I need to get rid of this character. And then these two are kind of the same, because I'm a guy that likes my privacy, but these two always seem to, like, just walk into your house.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think Joe might have one of mine.
My number two one would be Bruh Man from the Fifth Floor.
And, okay.
Martin. Who he comes in through the window. He doesn't even come in through the door.
Wait. Out of all of Martin's neighbors, that's the one you have the biggest problem because with.
I can't be sitting there and all of a sudden there's this guy coming in my window, you know?
Are you familiar?
I love Martin. That was a great show.
For me, and I didn't even think of Martin, it would have been Shanae across Shanae. The because I can't stand people who are always in my business.
In your business, yep.
That's what I hate.
Yeah, but at least if your door is closed, you don't have to deal with her. But
what did all Brother Man want? He just wanted a sandwich. That's all he wanted.
No, that's what he worked, because I'm greedy, and I like my privacy. So I don't want somebody going in my fridge.
This is an easy fix. You make a sandwich, you leave it by the window. Problem solved.
But then I still have to give up my sandwich.
I didn't say it had to be a good sandwich.
And then another one who likes to walk in and go in your fridge would be Kramer from Seinfeld.
Kramer is actually number one on my list as well. And for more than reasons, just that he brought no good. There's nothing he did ever helped anybody out. Man, he would come. And who in the right mind would give him a key to your apartment?
I know.
That's a scary thing. I had Kramer and Urkel as my top two. And
you know what I never understood about that show? And I didn't really like it when it was first on because I was too young to really grasp most of it. I've watched reruns before. But how is an allegedly very successful comedian in New York living in the same apartment building as Kramer, who doesn't have a job? it didn't make any sense whatsoever.
I was never a Seinfeld fan to begin with. I didn't think Jerry Seinfeld was funny on the show. I didn't think his stand-up's funny. I did like George. I think
Costanza.
George, yeah. I was kind of like, excuse me, I have to take care of something.
Yep.
Alright, stop.
Well, if you're going to talk about neighbors that come through your window, you forgot the Doogie Howser's friend there.
Vinny?
Vinny. Oh. He always used to pop in through the window.
You know what, I'm going to go with this one because I didn't think about it until you... stupid dog. How about... They are still considered neighbors, the parents from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
How would you like to live across the street from your parents and have them as neighbors?
Well, I'm a good cook, so it wouldn't have been a problem. I do like a nice Jewish mother, you know, trying to take care of you, make sure you're okay. If you feel sick, they'll come tuck you in. I don't have a problem with that one.
I don't know. I live close enough to my mom as it is. Yep. I love my mom. But I can't imagine living next to her because I would have to be over there for every little thing. It's bad enough I had to talk her over the phone to tell her how to fix the remote for the TV when she hit the wrong button.
Oh, I have to do every time I go to my parents' house, I have to fix the remote. But my mother's nothing like that mother. They're like complete polar opposites. So,
but how about that mother? Would you want that? If that was your mother, would you want to live across the street from?
But I don't think Ray never had a problem living across the street from it. It was the wife that had the problem.
Well, that's because Ray was the favorite. He was the baby. So, because you see how Robert was treated in that family. Who, by the way, I think that character made that show.
He was funny in that show. I will agree with you.
So I don't know. I think Kramer, Urkel, Skip. I never even thought, that's so long ago, I can barely remember Skippy. I do see his face. And I don't know. So, anyone else we should throw out there is... Brother Man. That's so funny. I haven't thought about him in ages.
That was a good show.
That was a good pull, Joe. I'll give credit on that one. Because honestly, I was going through my list and it was just Kramer, Urkel, Kramer, Urkel. I couldn't think of anybody else.
Well, we can go way, way back and go to Three's Company.
Well,
with the annoying ladies' man landlord.
Oh, Mr. Furley.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
See, that would be the one because the previous landlords, you didn't watch Three's Company?
No.
All right, I won't go into Three's Company. That was just after the first couple seasons, it pretty much went to hell, though. But they had to, well, go there. All right. We want to talk about my other favorite topic, my cartoon dogs. Okay. And just to give you the preface, how I came about this is I think of weird things all the time. And I was had this idea in my head, and it started was I was wondering who would win in a fight between Hong Kong Phooey and Captain Caveman, because those are the things that always pop into my head. So then I was thinking about Hong Kong Phooey, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of really good cartoon hero dogs or villain dogs. So I'm just curious which ones, I guess, are the most memorable from back in the day. And obviously, I said one of my favorites, Hong Kong
Phooey. Yeah, Hong Kong Phooey. I forgot all about Hong Kong Phooey.
For a while, that was I had my fantasy football name for a while was called the Hong Kong Phooeys. And
oh, did you get my text this morning?
Yeah, I saw
Joe. Yeah, that's right.
Joe had a text a copy, sent a picture of his fantasy football trophy.
Yeah,
letting me know if I say my prayers and eat my vitamins that I might be able to come away with it.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
One day. Screw you, Joe. But curious, what are your guys' favorite cartoon dogs? I don't know.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. I like Brian from Inspector Gadget. I love that show. Brain.
Dyslexic moment.
I dyslexically typed it. Yes, Brain from Inspector Gadget. I like Astro from the Jetsons because he was always kind of silly. I really like Droopy McPoodle from Tom and Jerry.
I don't know if I remember him.
He's the one with the really long face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like he wasn't in a lot of them, but when he was in it, he really did a great job. And I think he made Tom and Jerry those episodes he was in there. All
right.
And of course, you got to go with Odie from Garfield.
All
right. I love Garfield.
All right. Well, I got, you know.
By the way, I'm just going to say I'm disappointed a little bit.
I like Odie.
I'm waiting for someone to say one so I can jump all over when they say that one, because I have a beef with one particular
iconic
cartoon dog. I'll let Joe go first, see if he names them.
I got, you know, just some that, just growing up, you know, obviously I had Astro already. I liked The Simpsons, so I liked Santa's Little Helper, you know, even though he was, you know, he didn't really didn't do much, you know. Goofy, because I like Disney.
All right. No. I should have put that in. No Disney dogs.
All right. We'll get rid of that.
I got a problem because Goofy can talk,
but
and
Pluto can't.
What's up with that? Pluto's a pet and Goofy's a person. So, all right, continue, Joe. Say the one I want you to say.
All right. Now, do you remember Dastardly and Muttley?
Yes.
Muttley. That's my dog right there. I should have had him number one, but
he's a Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
And you remember Muttley? Oh, you'll have to check him out.
Did you ever see the Laugh Olympics?
Laugh Olympics. That was
probably.
That was. She's a little younger than us. So.
Well, the show was out before. Dastardly Muttley was out before that, but then they brought everybody back for the Laugh Olympics.
I love the Laugh Olympics. I was gonna bring Who's Your Favorite Laugh Olympics. Because you had the Yogi Yahooies.
Yeah.
The Really Rottens, and was it the Scooby Doobies?
Yeah. And yeah, obviously you know which one I liked. But they always really lost. Right. They won a few, but, you know, not as much as, you know, the good guys do.
Yeah.
And my number one would be Underdog.
You know? I knew it! Underdog! This is my beef with Underdog. I was waiting. I was praying someone would say Underdog. Here is my problem. He is a poor role model. Ask me why.
Why?
He uses performance-enhancing drugs. Yes,
those
he
are
does.
Vitamins.
Vitamins my butt. A super pill that he takes out and he gets super strength.
No.
Come on now. I was hoping you would say that. Strike Underdog down. Poor role model.
What's wrong with taking supplements?
Everybody, that ain't a supplement. What was he, Barry Bonds? Was that the clear of the cream that he had? One, I got a couple that I listed. I didn't hear anyone mention Dino-Mutt.
I forgot about Dino-Mutt.
Oh, see, you gotta go and check out the Blue Falcon and Dino-Mutt. Dino-Mutt was like a robotic dog. He could like extend his arms and his legs and his head, and you'd all get tied up into knots. I don't know if he actually helped.
Nah, it seemed like he got in the way more.
And Mr. Peabody.
I did have Mr. Peabody.
I love Rocky Mr. And Peabody.
Yep. And the new movie just came out.
Yeah, I don't know about the movie, though.
Well, I'm 8-year-old, so I'm probably
going
to go
see it. Yeah, you're definitely going to see that.
I wanted to see it, but I get nervous when I see, like, something that big a part of my childhood be turned into a movie, and I get nervous, because if they don't do it right, I'm just going to
because they switch it up for today's generation, you know.
Because I used to love the Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Yep.
Everything on there. Fractured Fairy Tales.
Was that the show that had the Commander McBragg or something like that?
I believe so. He was either on that or around the same time.
Like, maybe. Like a little skit.
Yeah.
And
or like one of my favorites was Go Go Gophers, which wasn't part of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I don't know if you ever saw Go Go Gophers. I have it on DVD if you'd like to borrow it. It didn't really carry much over, but it's so bizarre because if you watch it, you would think this is probably one of the most offensive things you could see because they portray the gophers are, I guess you would say, Native Americans, and then you have coyotes for the cavalry. And one of the gophers, they would play like he wouldn't be able to speak English, so it would sound like gibberish. He would say, bruh, 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 bruh. And then the other one would translate and say, him saying this and that. And you'd be like, this is completely offensive. Yet they always won.
Yep.
They always won. And they would run in their teepee and they would turn into a helicopter and fly away. And just love that. But that aside, Muttley was one that I loved as well.
I liked his laugh.
And no one said Scooby-Doo.
You know who I like?
We like the Mystery Machine, but we don't like Scooby-Doo.
You know who I like better? This is odd. You know who I like better than Scooby-Doo? Was his cousin Scooby-Dumb. I don't know if you remember.
I like Scrappy.
Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy-Doo.
But does no one remember Scooby-Dumb?
No, I don't really.
Scooby was pretty dumb to begin with.
This was a gray. He was like a gray bloodhound, and he had a hat, and he had these big buck teeth, and he would go. His big thing is he always go dum 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 dum, and then he would like sniff out everything and find. So before this was pretty Scrappy, and they would be upset because he would find like the ghosts of the monsters, and you know, and Scrappy always wanted to find them, but he always seemed to track them down, and they would and then they had but yeah, I guess I'm the only one who remembers Scooby Dum. Jeez.
Well, you are a little older than us.
I'm like, Shannon can say that. I'm months, probably. Well, no, I'm just over a year.
Just over a year.
Just over a year. Older than you, Joe. Bastard. So there we go. But I continue to say Hunk Hunk Fooey is my all-time favorite cartoon dog.
Yeah.
Except I think they only did maybe one or two seasons of cartoons with them, and that was the crazy thing back then, because they would always rerun them, so you always get to see them. But, all right, moving on. The next topic I wanted you guys to consider, I'll throw out there. A little revealing about you, celebrity crushes.
No, all right.
I wanted to limit it to three because I know Joe could probably go on forever.
I got four, though.
You got four. Honorable mention. I have an honorable mention as well. Yep. But, all right. You want to start this one off, Joe?
Yeah, sure. All right, my number four.
We're calling her honorable mention.
All right, honorable mention. Natalie Imbruglia.
Okay. No problem with... I'm just going to... Let me just start off by qualifying how I made my selection.
All right.
For my side, I stuck strictly to actresses or what have you. I didn't want to go into the music
You just
scene.
Said celebrity, though.
No, that's fine. I knew other one would go there is... Yep. I thought, you know... And so I'm fine with your choice there. I just want to specify how I did mine.
Oh, you did yours. All right.
So, Natalie Brew, that's a fine choice. Yeah.
That is like, I love her voice and I love her eyes.
Oh. All right. Have you seen her recently?
Not recently, no. All right. But I remember her. I like, she had the really short hair last time.
Yeah, she grew out her hair.
Yeah, I like the, when it's like medium length. And then I seen a picture of long hair, but I couldn't remember. I didn't see how old that picture was.
You like her song?
I like Torn.
Yeah. Was that the only one you know? She was a soap opera actress in Australia, I guess, for a while. All right, moving on, Joe. Moving on.
All right, number three. Yeah. Regina King. Friday. She's Ice Cube's sister in Friday.
Yeah, strange enough, I didn't see Friday.
What?
Nope.
All right, I got a picture.
Yes, even I've seen that.
I don't endorse marijuana smoking movies unless it is Cheech and Chong.
All right, I'll pull up a picture for you. And then, as soon as you see her, you'll know exactly who she is.
She was also in Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
And then I got a new one. She's a little young, but, you know.
Oh, boy.
I had to make sure mine were at least my age.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's over 21. So.
Barely.
She turned 21 yesterday.
Hayden Panettiere or whatever.
Oh, I can't. You know what? I saw Remember the Titans. I can't even think about her.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even think about her. I saw her when she was like six.
I forgot that was her.
Yeah.
She was a cheerleader in Heroes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, she was a cheerleader in Heroes. Did you see Remember the Titans?
Yeah, but I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, that was her as that little girl.
Yeah. Oh. But you know what? If I didn't start watching Nashville, she probably would have never made my list. I watched that show Nashville.
She's a bit crazy, though.
In the beginning, she was.
That's okay.
No. I mean,
oh, in real life,
crazy. Yeah, she's like an activist type person.
Oh, what kind of activist?
She's like a PETA member, isn't
she's
she?
Like,
or
something
like
that. Yeah, she's
a PETA. I don't think she eats meat. I think she's a vegetarian.
And now she's married to Klitschko now, or dating one of the Klitschko boxers, and she's like doing some stuff for like.
Didn't she date someone that was like 7 feet tall, and she's like wicked little?
Yeah, well, that would be Klitschko.
That's Klitschko, yeah, the boxer.
Yeah, he's like giant. He's like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, she little. I mean, yeah, she's very much like an activist type, though.
Oh, freak. Well, I'm going to have to move her down then.
Too late.
And my number one.
Cradle robber.
Hey, she's legal. You know, morally is different. You know. All
right, number one, Joe.
Right, my number one, you know, always been is Jamie Priestley, whatever her name is.
Oh, my God.
She's always been my number one. There's just something about her.
Now, is she truly white trash, or does she just play it
on TV?
She just
plays it. She just plays it.
Because she plays it well.
She does play it.
I don't know. She's very skinny. She looks very breakable.
Well, I did see her recently. I watched that one of those 2.5 Men, which I never watched, but she was on there.
Oh, she was on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch it either.
And like I said, she was playing? White trash on that. So. All right, Shan, you're up.
All right. My honorable mention is Sarah Shahi.
Don't know who she is.
She was in The L Word, and she was also in the show called Life, a critically underrated show that only lasted 2 seasons. That had the guy that's in Homeland now.
Yes, I love that. Was that his partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Reese.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll accept that.
She bumped up because she was a cop and she had the gun. So
yeah. I'll accept that.
All right. Our number three is Stanya Katic, Detective Kate Beckett from Castle.
Oh, I like Castle. I'm actually not a fan of hers.
I like her a lot. Again, gun equals hot.
You like the guns? Okay.
Sarah Shahi is nice.
I know.
Yeah.
That's her right there, right?
Yeah, that's her. Oh, that man. Is her. Yes.
Yeah.
In the final season, she had a thing with, what was his name?
Donald Logue.
Yeah. I didn't get
it was
that.
Really, yeah, that's when the show was like, is this coming back next year? Because this is just weird.
Yeah.
No.
Donald Logue.
So,
I like him as an actor, though, by the way.
He's a very good actor. Yeah. Everything he's in, he does a great job at. So, my number two, which is off the wall, and I understand this, and completely out of character, but, however, I find this man to be very attractive, so he's a Viking. I like him. Alexander Skarsgård. He's Vampire Eric from True Blood. So, if I was going to have a boy crush at all, it would be on him. And my number one, because I think she could hurt me, and I kind of like that.
I like that.
Is Pink.
Pink, okay.
So.
Yeah, Pink is
all
nice.
All right.
It's a little scary, but in a good way.
It's tough because I have my honorable mention is tough because.
I think I know who your number one is. I'm going to write it down.
That should go without saying, though. I have a dual honorable mention.
Dual?
Because one of them was no longer on. Their TV show got canceled, so they got replaced.
Oh, okay.
So it was Maggie Q when she was in Nikita. She was, and now it's replaced by Meng Na, who's on S.H.I.E.L.D. Probably for the same reason, similar to you, is.
She could kick your butt.
They kick ass. Yeah. That's basic.
Oh, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Meng Na.
She was actually in a bunch of other shows I liked. Then, of course, my number three. And actually, this was a former number one for the longest time, but Vanessa Williams.
Mm.
Now, I like Vanessa Williams for the simple fact that She could have gone away after the scandal broke her penthouse naked pictures. Instead, she came back and said, screw that, I'm going to be an actress, and I'm going to be a singer, and I'm just going to be, you know. And I got to give credit, because I think a lot of people just would have folded after that.
Yep.
So.
You're a strong woman.
Beautiful woman. Absolutely.
My number two, Alyssa Milano.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she used to be up there for me.
I grew up watching her grow up. We're roughly the same age. Yep. So it was kind of one of those things where it's, she seemed to have a show always on TV. So,
did you see her recently in those Mistresses or something it was called?
I didn't get to. I tried watching that. No, actually, I take that back. I didn't want to watch that show. So maybe I should knock her off
the number two spot. She also is an activist type person. I know. Awesome.
Well, she's I think adopted a couple dogs from overseas as well that were going to be like killed or whatever. So I mean, she's a dog person. I think she's a PETA person too.
I believe she's a PETA person. But she also designed a whole women's clothing line for the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And was she involved in football too?
Football, yeah.
Yeah. So
it branched out.
Yeah.
And I'm all for PETA, you know.
Eating tasty.
Yep. Yeah.
And obviously Joe knows who my number one is. Should I let you reveal my number one, or do you want me to go ahead and say
it? Go ahead, you can say it. I got it written down over here.
Lucy Liu. And for all the reasons I would say for my previous choices, because in many of her movies she kicks ass, plain and simple. And every single movie I've seen her in, even the crappy ones, she's been so likable and just, I don't know. And I get.
Did you like her in Kill Bill?
I refuse to watch Kill Bill.
Why?
Because I cannot watch. Yeah, because she dies. I will not watch a movie that she dies in. I refuse to.
She wasn't likable in that.
I don't give a fuck. I saw her in that god awful Man with the Iron Fist movie, and she died in that. And she was kind of a pseudo bad guy in that.
No, she's a real bad guy in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
You gotta watch that.
You know what, though? I don't like Uma Thurman, so I'm like, kill her.
I don't like Uma Thurman either, but it was, and I don't even like Quentin Tarantino very much, but those two movies were very good movies.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would have been probably rooting for Lucy Liu to take down Uma Thurman because I don't like her.
Like, you kind of are at some point. Sometimes you're like, I don't know who I want to win this fight.
Yeah.
There was one movie, though, I didn't like her in. Well, I should say I didn't like, period, was she did a vampire movie.
No, I don't watch
it. It was awful. I bought it, and I was like, I watched it. I was like,
worst investment ever.
You bought it?
I always bought movies, especially when I see.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of those things, collection. Though. I see. Oh, Lucy Liu movie. I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna buy it. And it was the most god awful movie I've ever seen. And it did have a scene where Lucy Liu was actually naked in, but it was like she was on like an autopsy morgue type table.
So
I was like, that did nothing for me. So there we have. Those are my three. Lucy Liu's my number one. I guess I could throw out from a movie just a single character from a single movie. Would have been Kate Beckinsale in
Underworld.
Because I don't know how you can beat. Did you see? Have you seen Underworld?
I haven't seen the movies themselves, but I have seen the trailers.
You have got to see the movie.
I don't watch those kind of movies, man.
What kind of movies don't you watch?
It's like a vampire movie or something?
It's not a vampire.
Zombie movie. Or something?
It's not a vampire movie. It's a movie with vampires in it. It's not a vampire movie.
Out of all those type of movies, I don't generally like a lot of those type of movies, but those movies were very well made.
It's, to put it in perspective, there's vampires and they're werewolves, but it's more of their rival gangs as opposed to, oh, here's vampires and they're going to... They don't care about people. It's more or less, they don't really care about the...
And Kate Beckinsale's in it.
And she's
in skin-tight clothing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And she kicks ass. Much ass. Although, did you see the last one, the 3D one?
No, I don't like 3D. I don't enjoy it.
This one you had to see in 3D just to get the effect because... Spoiler, I'm going to spoil it for everyone.
Don't worry, I'm not going to watch it.
There is it's in the future. They're fighting these super werewolves now. And she basically sticks a grenade inside one of them and it blows up. And to really get the effect, you have to have it in 3D to get the full effect.
Comes right at you.
Yeah. That's one they're going to be like, well, why did they focus on that? Because if it's not in 3D, you're not going to get the same effect. All right. So I guess we covered the topic. I didn't think we'd get through them all that fast, but we got through the topics. Before I forget, one thing I wanted to mention, and I'm actually pleased and proud of our state legislatures for getting it done. I don't know if you heard a couple days ago that MBTA guy got off.
Mirrors up the dressing room.
Yeah, for taking pictures upskirt and on a technicality, and the legislature turned around and got a law out. They did it right away.
Yeah,
yeah. And which also kind of disappoints me, because if they can get a law out like that fast, they should be able to be more efficient.
Yep.
But I was thinking, and I know, Joe, you have a daughter. I was thinking what I would do if I came up and saw someone doing that to my wife, how would I handle myself? Every scenario I run through my head has me ending up in jail, I think.
Absolutely. There's no other choice.
I don't think I could simply just yell and say, hey, stop. I think I wouldn't even give them the opportunity. I'd probably hit them in the back of the head. But I'm curious how Joe would handle this situation.
I would just call the police and let them do their job.
You're going to hope Dan's on the jury, right? Because I don't see how, if I was sitting on a jury and that happened and someone got assaulted for that, how I would be. I'd be like, we're going to hang this puppy.
Yeah.
Because I
don't care what the law says. Yeah. He's going down.
There's no way you can convict someone for assault if they were defending someone of their.
Oh, no. He'd be all done if he was.
Well, in Texas, he wouldn't even be indicted.
No.
Stand your ground. He was
standing your ground.
That's Florida.
Yeah, well, I know.
That's Florida. I
know. In Texas, if someone is threatening you or your family, you have the right to use deadly force against them.
How's that different than Florida?
In Florida, they just let you kill black kids.
all right. That's the difference. That's the difference.
But you can't be black and kill a black kid. You have to be white and kill a black kid in Florida.
Okay.
Or Hispanic. All
right. Or half and half.
I haven't thought out all the scenarios, but I'm pretty sure if you're white and you kill somebody else that's not white, you're okay.
You're okay. You're good to go. I guess we got refreshments.
Miss X brought us treats.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, Miss X. Say something to the people.
One other article I read this week, I just wanted to throw that out there because I was shocked. And since I didn't use singers, if I was to go singers on my list, mm-hmm. she would have been there. Was, did you hear this recent thing with Shakira and her boyfriend?
No, you don't. I don't understand a word that woman says.
Well,
I like her videos, but I can't understand any of the words that she says.
You gotta listen to her hips. Her hips don't lie.
Her hips don't lie. I'm telling you, I can see that her hips don't lie. I just don't. I cannot comprehend the words she's saying.
Well, apparently, I will just paraphrase what she said. But apparently, her boyfriend, some professional soccer player down there in Colombia.
You saying
whatever.
Soccer? Do you mean football? Football?
Yes. It's soccer, damn it. It's not football. He apparently will not let her do videos with men anymore.
Why?
Is that why she was rolling around with Rihanna?
Well, she had to get permission. She had asked permission to do the video with Rihanna. And she says that she likes the fact that her husband is protective about his property, I guess is how she put it.
Wow.
Obviously,
she's not American.
I was just utterly shocked because she strike me as someone who probably wouldn't have told that line, said anything like that. I mean, that just surprised me. But
maybe she wants her men to be oozing with machismo or something.
But he plays soccer.
Yeah. Maybe he's a tough soccer. Tough compared to the other soccer players.
I was going
to
say, what do you call a tough soccer player?
You want to know what a tough soccer player is? Abby Wambach is a tough soccer player. She's the all-time leading scorer.
That's different.
The woman got headbutted in the head, had to get 6 staples put in, and went back in the game and kept playing. Well,
that's a different story that's different, altogether. Yeah.
We respect women's soccer.
Women's soccer player. I mean, I would fight any male soccer player. Women's soccer player, they're scrappy.
Yep.
They're tough.
Well, the men's are. You better hope you hit them because they can run away real fast.
They can run away.
They can run all the way. Or they're going to fall. Oh, they'll fall down.
Yeah,
that's. Yeah, we draw the distinction.
All right, well, who do you think would win in a fight? A male basketball player or a male soccer player? Because they both flop down and pretend like they're hurt
male
all the
basketball.
Time.
Male basketball player. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. At the very least,
they have the reach. Yep. Well, oh, yeah. Well, let's say back in the 80s and early 90s, yep. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Without
a doubt. Charles Oakley.
You know, you had the piss. Yeah, that's a whole different. Nowadays, basketball players are soft. They're kind of disappointing, actually. Yep. But,
I know. I'd probably say what like AI was probably like the last like real tough guy. Like he wasn't tough, but he wasn't one of the guys that he gets hurt. He's on the ground. He stays there. You know.
No, but he would wear like 16 sleeves on everything, on every part of
his body. Well, he was doing that to try to make some like fashion statement too. You know,
like Nelly with the Band-Aid for no reason. You know. So, all right. Anyone else got anything they'd like to share before we wrap this up? Did you have anyone you want to call out and humiliate and embarrass?
True. We don't have the brightest criminals in Springfield, Massachusetts. So I always check, you know, Mass Live out and make sure that none of my people that work for me got arrested or there's no one that I have to be concerned about, because it does happen on occasion. But a fine, upstanding 27-year-old resident of Carew Street in Springfield, Brandon Chambers, got arrested just after 4 a.m. on Boston Road because the police found him napping behind the wheel of his car, and in his lap was cocaine and marijuana. So apparently he's a drug dealer and had a very bad time to take a nap. The cops happened to be doing their job for once and rolled up on him and arrested him. He had nothing to say for himself when he was arrested.
Might I say the Shannon's comment about the Springfield police did not necessarily reflect those of me. I think the Springfield cops do a fine job, and they're overworked and understaffed.
I will say I think most of the Springfield cops do a fine job. There are a few select people that I have personally had dealings with that need to retire because they're at that age.
And I will not say anything bad about the cops where they can hear it.
I seriously doubt this 67-year-old man is listening to our podcast.
What else does he have to do? I know. Obviously, he ain't doing his job.
Well, he's collecting a lot of overtime.
Oh, I don't even want to know who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not that dumb. But anybody that wants to know can personally contact me.
And one other comment before we sign off. I haven't seen anyone enter our contest yet.
Oh, the weight loss challenge?
Weight loss, yeah. No one's throwing down a guess. Hell, if you don't see no one, just throw down 1 pound. Jeez, is it that difficult? Yep. I'll have to post that back on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm like,
post that
come
again.
On.
Yep.
Is it that difficult? You can't take 3 seconds to submit a number for a chance to win 3 movie tickets. What is wrong with people?
Now, are 3 of us doing it, or just you and I?
Well, I know you or I.
This is completely unfair. You guys definitely can lose a lot more weight than I can.
No, we're not competing against each other.
Total.
We're doing
total,
the total
pump amount of weight lost by...
Well, after you gave me a root beer, a cookie, and a cupcake.
As you can see... damn it! I'm going to have to delete that out. All right, I got it. I'll do the whatever. But yeah, she's very helpful, as you can see in my endeavor. No, she gets mad because I don't have any snacks for you guys, so she has to go out and get stuff for you.
Yep. Well, as long as it's not candy or chips until after Easter.
All right, so I guess that's it. Anything for you, Joe?
No.
All right, we all set?
We're good.
All right, we're done. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Hey yo kids,
what's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah,
I owned a pocket full of fame.
Well look what you're doing now.
I know, well I know, I lost touch with reality. Now my personality is an unwanted commodity.
Believe
Can't
it.
Believe I used to be Mr. Steve Austin on the mic.
6 million ways
I used to run it. I guess Oscar Goldman got mad, cause I got loose circuits.
So loose.
I beat a mother goose with the eggs that seem to be.
Oh.